If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
Welcome to the Sagan Talks podcast. My name is Doug. Thank you so much for joining me. On this podcast, we will be exploring and discussing different topics ranging from the universe down to life on Earth. But our main goal is to have a lot of fun and learn something along the way. So, ready, set, go.
Good afternoon.
Carl Sagan is an astronomer who has looked up and wondered ever since he was a child. He has wanted to visit the planet since then. Now he has a vision of our future in space.
Crumbly, but good.
Equally important was the invention of sex.
And you'll be able to have lots of nice little baby crabs that all look just like you.
Let's look a little more deeply into that.
It's not our job to impose our wishes or fears on the universe. Our job is to understand what the universe is really like.
For all I know, we may be visited by a different extraterrestrial civilization every second Tuesday.
Like it or not, for the moment, the Earth is where we make our stand.
All right, you are listening to the Sagan Talks podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name again is Doug, and this episode is the first episode. I kind of just want to make an intro episode to introduce myself a little bit more and give a brief description about what this podcast is going to be about. So obviously it's called Sagan Talks podcast for a reason. Kind of a big fan of Carl Sagan. I've learned about him through pursuing my own interest in sort of a hobby and understanding space and science, and discovered him while in that pursuit of understanding the universe around us. And I just really took to his way of thinking and tried to just really learn all I could about him. I've read several of his books, and I have many others I still need to read, of course. But I've consumed basically every interview that I could ever find of him and tried to just really embrace his way of thinking and his perspective on the Earth and humanity and the universe, mainly because I just find him to be very insightful and to just be a really fantastic person. So he's personally my hero. And additionally, I have a, like I said, a personal interest in space and understanding it. I am a sort of a self-taught space person. I wouldn't say expert by any means, but certainly no more than the average Joe about space. And so I really want to make this podcast so I can share that passion and that knowledge with everybody. I'm always surprised to learn when people, you know, have a general interest in space, but they don't necessarily understand the basic principles of physics or how space works. So I really enjoy talking about it. It just really makes me happy. It brings a smile to my face. So I'm going to invite people to send in their questions about space and have a segment where I answer questions directly from listeners and then kind of build upon those topics and try to get into some unknown maybe areas in terms of public understanding. But also I'm going to talk about just culture and humanity and stuff here on Earth, you know, emerging news related to space and science and aliens, maybe aliens, probably aliens. There's definitely aliens. And then I'm also going to talk about fun things such as conspiracy theories. You know, I don't want to get too crazy with how far out there they are, but I really do love conspiracy theories and talking about conspiracy theories. So that's going to be a segment as well. And then I'm going to talk about, you know, a little bit here and there about finances. I personally have an interest in finances and trading stocks and understanding the stock market and watching it and discussing it. So you may not be interested in that, but, you know, you may be surprised and actually you'll learn something about it and might be interested in starting your own understanding and pursuit in investing. I'm also going to talk about just stuff that's going on, stuff that's on my mind. It's kind of a true variety show, but I will be sticking to some very repeatable and reliable topics and segments throughout all the episodes. My goal is to kind of start with maybe some half-hour episodes and then eventually work up to doing full-hour episodes. So I'm going to do that once a week, and I really just want to keep on producing just an episode every week to talk about a different thing and engage with hopefully a community of people that starts to listen to this podcast and starts to engage with me. Sagan Talks podcast. There's going to be a website and Twitter and Instagram and all that. So got to find me on those at Sagan Talks. So my history with podcasts is kind of a long story, but I'm going to make it kind of short for you guys. I love podcasts. I've been listening to podcasts for a long time, and I've also had experience being on podcasts. I don't know if I will gather any of my old unbeliever comrades as listeners, but I used to listen to this podcast called The Unbelievable Podcast. Quick shout out to Brian Frangi and Phoebe Tyers, who made that podcast. And shout out to all the unbelievers out there who will hopefully hear this. But I started listening to that many years ago and just really fell in love with their podcast. And their podcast kind of focused on conspiracy theories mainly, but also had segments and whatnot that were a lot of fun. And so I really want to kind of model that podcast in a way, just because I was such a big fan of it. I think it's a really fantastic format for a podcast, and I think it's really digestible and fun for the listener as well. And the topic's going to be varied on this podcast. It's not going to be necessarily all about conspiracy theories, but like I said, I do want to talk about conspiracy theories because they do relate to science and space and culture. So it's inevitably going to come up, and it's fun. But the main goal is to keep this podcast really light, really fun. I don't really want to get into politics too much in terms of, you know, who's right or who's wrong. I really just want to talk about objectable facts and is objectable a word? You know, objective facts. That's what I'm looking for. And explore those with people and get into some awesome discussions about anything, really. So we'll see what kind of comes up. I'm going to build on the topics that we go over on this podcast based on feedback and what works and what doesn't work and, you know, what I find enjoyable to talk about. So anyway, thanks for checking this out. I'm going to go ahead and sign off here and start working on some more episodes. So hopefully you are liking what you're hearing and you really want to tune in. I'm going to keep you all updated with the latest in terms of the different things I set up for this podcast. So definitely stay tuned. Again, this has been Doug. Thanks a lot for listening to Sagan Talks Podcast. And just remember, keep on looking up.